Good evening, everybody. It is 6:42 p.m. This is a meeting of the Derby 350th Celebration Committee. We'll call the meeting to order and rise to salute the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I'll note for the record that the people that are here: Randy Ritter, Grace Soika, Michelle Linane, Margaret Vicdomino, Marian Smirtuk, Sarah Vidomsky, and online is Maria Blackwell. So apologize for the late start. We had a meeting that they scheduled that I didn't realize conflicted with this Zoom thing, so I apologize for that. If there's anybody from the public that would like to address the board, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. Anybody from the public? Anybody from the public? If there's no one from the public, we'll close the public portion of the meeting. And we'll move on to the next item, which will be number 5, update on 350th events, going to the letter O, the 350th concert series, which is ongoing. We had a good run in August so far, and our next one is on Friday at 6:30, where we will be honoring the Sons and Daughters of Italy from the Valley Regional Lodge number 151, and the members of the Adriatic Marchegiani Club, who are celebrating also their 99th anniversary this year. So we'll be honoring them at the concert at 6:30 on Friday. And then it continues every Friday until October 3rd. So, Marianne, if you want to talk about the August 19th.
Sure thing. So we had the 1955 flood presentation at the library. It was very well attended. We had about 25 to 28 people in attendance. Christine Boulay, our historic coordinator, spoke in regards to how the photographs of the flood came to be about and end up at our library. So Harold B. Yudkin took photos literally the day after the flood. So we also screened the High Watermark documentary, and some of those in attendance also shared some memories of the flood. And then people viewed and continue to view the 1955 photographs that are on display until the end of the month of September. And following that presentation, Christine Boulay was invited to Ansonia and brought some photographs there to share at their commemoration and memorial as well. So it was a great event. So those who attended, thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. Then next will be the all-class reunion and block party. I don't know who wants to give the report. You want to give the report, Margaret? Go ahead. Put on your mic, please.
Yeah. The all-class reunion slash block party was a huge success. The band was excellent. There were about 400 in attendance. The Elks Club food was fabulous. In fact, they sold out. And Melanie and I and Sue sold about $600 worth of Derby 350th merchandise. Thank you.
Great. It was a great night. Everybody had fun. And it worked out pretty exciting. So thanks to all that did work on it and made it a success. We appreciate those that helped lighten the load. So thank you for that. Our upcoming events: tomorrow night is the memorial service on the green, the September 11th. I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. Thursday. Oops. It's Thursday. Thank you. Thursday at 6 on the Derby Green. Pub crawl, I got an update from Mr. Gilday. There's about almost 20 people signed up already, and the t-shirts have been ordered, and the bus has been confirmed, and all the restaurants have been confirmed. So it should be an exciting time, and hopefully get a last push toward that. So that's exciting coming up in a couple weeks. Next is the 350th Gala Ball on October 17th at the Lodge.
So it will be Friday, October 17th at the Hops Company, which is the former Grassy Hill Lodge. Maddie's is catering buffet style. We have a DJ and photo booth, Fran and Jem. We're in the process of selling seating, which will be tables of eight, round tables, cash bar. Sue Riley is looking into Valley Transit transporting people either across the street to the shopping center parking lot or Bradley School because the parking at the Hops Company is kind of limited. Plus, they have a wedding same night at their garden facility on the same premises. So hopefully it'll all work out and it should. Oh, and tickets are $100 per ticket. So we need a big push on selling the tickets, selling tables of eight. Thank you.
Historic lantern tours. I haven't heard anything from the Derby Historical Society, so we'll try to get a report on that. Veterans Day ceremony will be on the green on November 11th. So in a little bit of a shift to accommodate a little more efficiency in what we're doing, the ecumenical service for deceased members of the community will be Saturday, November 22nd, 2025 at 11 a.m. at Derby High School, followed by the Taste of Derby, which will be at Derby High School from 12 to 3. Amy Petanici has been working on that. So a number of restaurants have already committed and people. So if anybody knows interested, doesn't have to be only a restaurant. If you have a special recipe or whatever that you want to show off, it's a time to show off the best of Derby. The tree lighting on the green, Friday, November 28th at 5 p.m. The River Restaurant 40th anniversary memorial service. That is the day of the inauguration, so I think we're gonna talk to the mayor a little bit about it, and I think the idea will be to try to incorporate that into the inaugural ceremonies, which will be at Derby High School. So trying to get some consensus on that, so we'll be back to you on that. Also that night will be the tree lighting on the Academy Hill Green, Saturday, December 6th at actually 5:30, right? Not 6 o'clock.
Yes, 5:30.
Me get the details, Michelle.
Yep. So we have the Stave and Wassler's Christmas band that'll be there. So the thought is, I spoke to Kelly from the Historical Society. She has an event going on that afternoon. So the plan is, I think her event is like from 2 to 5.
Go ahead, keep going.
And after that, the Victorian Carolers will take anyone from that event, walk them over. To the green area, and then the Stave and Wassers will be there playing music. So they'll take over once the carolers get there. We'll have a Santa, we'll have a letters to Santa mailbox area, we'll have photo op area, hot chocolate, candy canes, Derby merchandise selling, and tree lighting.
I'm sure we'll sell more sweatshirts that night than t-shirts.
And then I did talk to Quail and Ale, and we're going to have the band lead us down to Quail and Ale to end the night. So we'll meet, go there afterwards.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Jack Walsh, I don't see him online. I don't see Jack Walsh online, but there's just let it be. He's not online, but there's more historical plaques that have gone up, and so there he has posted those on the website as well. Robin Falcione Smith, I know she's working on 350 Acts of Kindness. Lilac Crypt's distribution, there's no new update on that. Melanie's away regarding the scavenger hunt. I don't know if anybody else has anything to add on that. No? Okay. And then I just again encourage everybody to start thinking about some events for the 2026. We already have some ideas for some concerts, like in, you know, once a month for January, February, March to do that at Derby High School. So, the just committee updates. We don't have any updates further on sponsorships other than the ones we're trying to do for these small events and the ball. Memorabilia, we still have a bunch of stuff left. So if anybody's interested in that, it's certainly available. Has the digitization of the newspapers, did the name change go into place?
The URL has not been updated as of yet. We're working on it though.
Okay. All right. And I did. I mean, seek more volunteers if anybody wants to sign up for volunteers. The new Times capsule, I spoke to Barbara DeGennaro today about that, and she is working on some options to kind of start coordinating that and kick that off like right after the holidays. There was another event. I'm sorry, I forgot to put it on there. It's coming up on Saturday, right? Okay, Madam Librarian.
Yes, the event is coming up on Saturday. It is the Woodbury Path at the library. It's going to be starts at 11 o'clock. It's Peter and Barbara Raza will be discussing the Woodbury Path, where it starts in Derby and then continues on in regards to commerce and Native Americans and how that made or put Derby on the map. So for those who are available in here, I do encourage everyone to come on through. And then you also have the opportunity to see the flood pictures as well. So I think it would be really great. They also did a presentation a couple years ago when I believe it was Southbury had their anniversary, and it was very well attended, and a lot of research has gone into it. So I'm sure it's going to be a really great event, and we'll learn more about Derby and its history. Thank you.
Sounds good. That sounds like an exciting event. And just one other thought about the all-class reunion. You know, it was a great idea when Randy introduced the idea many, many years ago, based on input from his mother and their success in Milford doing an all-class reunion. And to me, the success of it is in the simplicity of it. And you know, because of what, however, the stuff happened, and we have far fewer restaurant bars in downtown, and one had a wedding, and it worked out the way it worked out. So I think as a result of that, still its beauty is in the simplicity of it, and by being able to have everybody together, and then having the band there, it made it, I thought, a very fun event, and I felt like the people who were there wanted to be there and were happy to see old friends make new friends, reconnect with people from different classes, different neighborhoods, whatever. It had really had, in some respects, less to do with Derby High School as it did with you know, just celebrating Derby and knowing that. You know, it's a busy weekend with Labor Day weekend, and people had weddings. And, you know, for as many people that were there, you know, other people had things just because it's a busy weekend. But, you know, so I say that because I, you know, big shout out to the Elks Club for doing a great job and for, you know, being there, being good partners with us. being, there for us with and Dr. Anita with the electricity and Fuego as well, because they were inconvenienced and stuff that we had, and but they've been great, all of them, Fuego and the Elks, and the other businesses there, in that block, good partners. So, just a shout out and a thank you to all of them, because they really did it, stepped up and did a great job. So I feel like I was happy. I think they were happy with the success they had in the night, and but it, they also but they contributed to the success of the night too as well. So I just didn't, I want to leave that didn't want to leave that unsaid.
Yeah, well, it was our, Mark, it was our pleasure working with you guys. It's been great, and thank you very much.
Good. I'm glad. Oh, good. Oh, you were there. I wasn't sure if you had another
Yeah,
meeting
I'm
or
here.
not.
I let you talk first.
You're uncharacteristically quiet, so I was nervous from that. No, but seriously, I thought, I thought it was great. And it really kind of reinforced for me that it just in its, very, it didn't need to be complicated to be a fun family event for everybody to enjoy the night. So, all right. Anybody else have any other thoughts, ideas, suggestions,
A
whatever?
question. Is the flyer for the gala out?
It is. I just need to double check with you on a couple of points that I was a little confused on. So I figured I would do that tonight, and it'll
Okay.
be set tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Any other further business to come before the commission? Hearing none, I will at 6:59, I'll take a motion to adjourn. Without objection, we'll take it. Randy, all in favor? Bose, thank you very much. Have a good night. Our next meeting is Tuesday, October the second Tuesday. I put it in the email, but not on the form. So, okay. The 14, 10, 14, 26. That'll give it good before the ball. That'll be good. Okay. Thank you and good night.